Welcome to News Kids. I'm Rose.
And I'm Zara.
And I'm Isa.
And I'm Lolly.
And together we present this podcast about what's going on in our world today. Each episode we cover top stories across world news, politics, science, technology, entertainment and the arts, as well as our own book and film reviews. I hope you enjoy this episode. Hi, it's Rose here. In this episode, Laurie talks about what's happening with Israel and Hamas and the Palestinian people. Isa finds out if it's true that girls don't enjoy PE. I review the new Taylor Swift Eras Tour movie on Now at cinemas. And Zara tells us about World Mental Health Day. Enjoy.
Hi, it's Laurie here. Sadly, the biggest news story of the past few weeks has been the new fighting that has started again between Israel and Hamas. On the 7th of October, soldiers from Hamas, a Palestinian militant group based in Gaza, entered Israel and attacked a number of villages. It was a total surprise and unfortunately, many Israelis were killed, injured, and more than 200 have been taken hostage. Israel retaliated by sending a number of rocket attacks into Gaza, saying it was attempting to attack locations where Hamas fighters were known to be. However, unfortunately, many Palestinian civilians have been killed or injured in these attacks, and many thousands of people living in the north of Gaza have been told to leave their homes following an order from the Israeli military to evacuate the region. Some trucks carrying vital aid and medicines are now being allowed into Gaza from Egypt, although charities are reporting it isn't enough, and there has been no mention of people being allowed to leave or cross borders into other countries. Hospitals in Gaza are also warning that they are having to close and they don't have enough fuel to keep open. Charities and world leaders have called for children to be kept safe while fighting is ongoing between Palestinian militants and Israel. At a meeting of the UN Security Council in New York on Tuesday, the 24th of October, Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for an immediate ceasefire to end epic suffering in Gaza and that no party to an armed conflict is above international humanitarian law. In recent weeks, world leaders, including US President Joe Biden and UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, have visited the region. Over the past week, a very small number of the Israeli hostages taken by the Hamas have been released, following intense negotiation with Hamas by Qatar, another Middle Eastern country. The reasons why Hamas and Israel are fighting are incredibly complicated, and they have been enemies for many years. Israel is a country in the Middle East with the coastline of the Mediterranean Sea. It was created in 1948 after the Second World War as a homeland for Jewish people. Since then, there's often been fighting between Israel, Palestinians, and neighbouring Arab countries over land and who it belongs to. Both Jews and Palestinian Arabs claim the land as their ancestral home, so tensions are often fired between Israel and Palestinians living in Gaza, the West Bank and East Jerusalem. But this is the largest outbreak of violence in decades, although peacekeeping efforts are very complicated. I really hope the conflict will end soon.
Hello, this is Isa, and today I'm going to be talking to you about the drop in the number of girls enjoying physical education. According to a recent report published in the UK by the Youth Sports Trust charity, only 59% of girls in secondary school said that they liked PE or liked it a lot. In 2016, 74% of the girls said that they liked PE, so there's been quite a drop. The Youth Sports Trust spoke to nearly 25,000 children aged between 7 and 18 from schools in England and Wales. Nearly 64% of the girls surveyed said that they wanted to be more active at school, but there were barriers like not feeling confident, being watched by others, and worrying about how they look. PE is a big part of the school curriculum, and experts agree that taking part in sport is good for your health. Yet fewer girls are now enjoying it. Experts pointed to the need to show girls that there are lots of different ways to be active and that if PE wasn't enjoyable, then it can be a nice idea to find alternatives in a less pressured environment. The Department for Education, which is the part of the government that looks after schools and teaching, has plans to improve girls' access to sport and is going to be putting in over £600 million of funding into teaching sport at school, hoping that if girls have more options or get to do it more in school, they will start to enjoy it more. I have to say, I don't really understand why some girls don't enjoy PE. I enjoy so many different sports, from team sports to individual ones like athletics and tennis. I think sport and being active is really important. It can help remove stress from your life and help you become more confident, and it can even help you form new friendships. You learn teamwork and so much more. So if you don't enjoy PE, maybe try different types of activities. You never know. You might just start enjoying it.
Hi, it's Rose here. Well, if you are planning on going to see the new Taylor Swift Eras Tour movie at your local cinema, you are definitely in for a treat. I was lucky enough to be able to see it last week and it was so much fun. It's not a documentary in the usual sense. Instead, it's a concert, but on a screen in a cinema, and you can have snacks and everything. It was so cool. The show was shot at SoFi Stadium outside Los Angeles on the final stop of the Eras Tour's first leg. At nearly 3 hours long, it showcases all of Taylor's best-known songs, apart from a few less popular ones like Cardigan, Nobody, No Crime, and The Archer. Viewing it in the cinema, I think you almost get a better perspective of the whole show, how lighting and sound work, all the sequins and sparkle, than if you were to see it live, for like a hundredth of the price. The New York Times published a review of the movie saying it's unclear whether the director is making a movie or a salad. Well, it was definitely a movie in my view. And I think it's great that fans like me, who maybe cannot get to the Eras Tour in person because the tickets are all sold out or too expensive, are able to enjoy her performances.
Hello, this is Ara. Earlier this month, on the 10th of October, it was World Mental Health Day, which aims to encourage governments around the world to do more to support mental health and well-being, and to help people to make a lasting change. When people talk about mental health, they are talking about how people think and feel and how they are coping with things that are happening in their life. This year's theme for the day was set by the World Federation for Mental Health and states, "Mental health is a universal human right," with the aim of improving knowledge, raising awareness and driving actions that promote and protect everyone's mental health as a universal human right. Everyone everywhere has a right to the highest possible standard of mental health. This includes the right to be protected from mental health risks, the right to available, accessible, acceptable and good quality care, and the right to liberty, independence and inclusion in the community. Yet, all over the world, people with mental health conditions continue to experience discrimination and poor access to mental health care. Events like World Mental Health Day aim to raise awareness and to ensure that mental health is valued, promoted, and protected. This year in the UK, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge recorded a special programme for the radio to talk about the importance of mental health and asked listeners what they do to look after their own mental health. Mental health is something that affects everyone, just like physical health. And so if you are struggling with your mental health or know someone that is, it's important to speak to a responsible and trusted adult. Even if you aren't struggling with an issue, it's always important to consider what you can do to help your mental health. You could spend time outdoors, or plan something to look forward to, take part in a physical activity, or spend time with supportive people. Mental health problems can be very common, and so World Mental Health Day is really a great opportunity to be aware of mental health issues and look after this aspect of your health.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening.